Hello, travelers, and welcome to another episode of Hitchhiker's Guide to Ethical Non-Monogamy with your host, Ike, also known as Hito in certain circles. I'd like to welcome you back after, I think, a one-month hiatus of this lovely podcast of mine. Kind of been busy. I already knew April was going to be a very busy month, but I'm glad that whoever's popped up, because I am more than happy to have you here as I kind of just go through the journey that is E&M for me and for several others. It's honestly, it has been a very busy April, going like starting from the end of March. Lots been going on. I've had friends that had kids. I got a friend that got married. I went to go do certain events, was able to perform at an event, with the like kink stuff. I've been working, I've been grinding. I am tired, but you know, capitalism. I gotta pay the bills. Gotta make some shit happen. And overall, it's been pretty solid. As far as my relationship goes, my anchor partner, me and her, we're doing good. Again, I think I said it before, but like, because we got into couples therapy, because like after we moved in together, a lot of bumpy stuff occurred in regards to communication and understanding. And one of the things I told myself is I'm not going to go out and date with the idea of having another partner until me and her like were in a solid place. And that's not to say I'm waiting for everything to be perfect between me and my anchor partner. It's more so a sense that I want to make sure that we have the tools necessary to where if something was to go wrong or some kind of like misunderstanding was to occur, we have the tools to clear up the misunderstanding and move forward. And like we started off with like therapy every other week, and then we're now at a point where it's like once a month, if that, because we kind of have to cancel sometimes because either her work thing and she wasn't able to come, or I would have to go. And I prefer to keep this therapist as a couples therapist. I know I'm looking for a therapist for myself in regards to like my own personal things, whether it's my ADHD, certain impulses I want to try to work on to like be a better overall human. So I'm glad that we're able to still keep this as like, she's like our couples therapist. Like we go to her together, and it's like, as of recent, we've of course came through a couple like hiccups. Because that's what happens. You're in a relationship, two individuals, there will be hiccups. But we got certain tools to help work through said hiccups, which is why I'm glad that we still have her. My lady's about to be her birthday, so your boy, again, busy planning. Because it's not just simply because she's my partner. She's someone like important to me, just like with other people are important to me. I like to put in the work to make sure that they have the best time. And yeah, so I'm working on planning that, some kind of camp away, some nice dinner. Like, I like to, like, the people that I care about, it's so many people. Having a big open heart could be so tiring. That's why boundaries are needed, and you gotta be real with yourself. Remember when I talk about polysaturation? But, yeah, I'm just glad that we're in a solid place where we can communicate, and also coming to a place where I recognize that my job is not to alleviate certain stressors, if that's the way to put it. Like, if she's feeling bad about something, whether I go out to meet with somebody, it is not my job to make her feel good about the situation. I have to be okay with letting the bad feeling sit with her, as opposed to trying to come to the rescue all the time. That was something that we talked about with the therapist, because again, if I'm doing something and she feels bad, my natural inclination is to just go out and say, all right, what can we do to fix this? And I'm learning that sometimes some things just don't need to be fixed. Some things need to be sat down and processed, which I'm personally getting better at. Like, and of course, I'm not just doing it like, I'm not going to be like, oh, you feel bad. Oh, well, no, I'm still going to feel like, like, I don't want the people I care about feeling bad. People please them all kick in. But the therapist is right. I can't, as long as I'm not being detrimental, like, I can't make every moment gracious and happy. What I can do is a lot of harm reduction, a lot of communication, all of the tools, and let her process the way as she processes. And again, all the work in progress. That's why we're still in therapy. Like, even if we had a perfect relationship, I'm still keeping this therapist. You don't find black, non-monogamous friendly, BDSM friendly, queer friendly therapist just out there, even virtually. Like, she's in Texas, so honestly, if we were like in Dallas, we would see her in person. So it's not as if I'm reaching out to somebody in Sweden. But yeah, again, you there's not too many black therapists, so yeah, we don't try to keep this one. Like, yeah, this is, she's cool, she's dope, she's fun. It's very helpful. Beyond that, because no, I've been busy again. I think I went to a friend's wedding to start it, and then I went to a Houston event right after that. A different event was canceled, but then went to a different Houston event, and I just got back yesterday. What's today? Today's technically Wednesday or Tuesday, but I got back Monday from a New York trip where I wanted to see a close friend. She's this dope-ass DJ out in New York. Like, she be just going everywhere. And I'm sad I didn't get a chance to see her, because New York, as small as New York is, it is ridiculously hard to get around places. Because, like, she was in Brooklyn, I was in Manhattan, a la 1.5-2 hour trip just to get 3 miles. Like, that's how crazy. I could never live in New York. It's a fun city to visit. But next time, I got to be more intentional about where I stay. I'm going to make sure I'm in Brooklyn where she's at. I got to coordinate with her better, because she's dope as fuck, and I have not seen her in like 3 years. So I'm definitely going to try to see if I can make that happen again later this year. We'll see. And I ended up going to Nzuri's party, Nzuri Nights. She hosts events and travels and stuff. The party was cool. Now, I will say, when it comes to certain parties, the one detriment when it comes to parties are the voyeur to exhibitionist ratio. It's when there are more voyeurs than exhibitionists, or just there are a lot more people that just simply want to watch, it kind of takes away from the fun of the play party, because then it's like now it seems like you're paying, like, it seems like you're the show. It seems like you are their live action porn. And it kind of feels a little bit icky when it's like, wait, y'all don't even dress down. Y'all just fully clothed, sitting down, watching. Like, yeah, it throws me off. That's why I'm glad the people that were there I ran into, the host, the people that helped coordinate. Like, we were all getting active. So that was a great-ass time. And again, New York is, I do enjoy New York. It is a fun place to visit. It's a fun place to kick it. I just can't live there. It's too small. I am 6'4", 350 something. I mean, look, I'm in the gym, so we'll see if we get that down to 300 something. But yeah, New York is just too small for me, and I ain't got the bread to make it in New York like that. So my Texas behind is going to remain in Texas for I don't know how much longer, but yeehaw. But yeah, that's just honestly what I've been up to. Me and Jam, Persian, we've been trying to get, more episodes out of our BDSM and kink podcast, Big Letter, Little Letter podcast, which shout out to her. Love that woman. She's based in that area, New York, Jersey. And, yeah, she's helped run, like, I just did pitter patters on the Instagram we have. She has coordinated and made that shit pop. So shout out to her. Long distance, which is something that I'm going to talk about today, because that's kind of what honestly I've been thinking about in regards to like relationships and the like. And yeah, I've just been existing. I think the last time I recorded, I might have been talking about going to Philly for the Fun Sexuals event. Where she hosts a kinky kickback in Philly, where I went, had a great ass time. It was just so fun. Like, shout out to Maj. I have never been disappointed at any of her events. It was a great time. It is a great vibe. The space was amazing. I know my ass is going to try to catch another flight to Philly to catch another one, because it's an all around just amazing time. I think that's pretty much all the catching up to catch up. I made it 1 year at my job, which is also dope. Because, you know, all my ADHD people know how much of a struggle it is to keep a job around these parts. but that has been pretty good. I'm trying to do a little bit more because, again, more money means more, a little bit more freedom. So I'm trying to get back in my coding game. I know how to build websites, but I've been out of practice for over a year. and I need to really buckle down and get on that. I also kind of want to start a more vanilla-friendly podcast because BDSM and kink, though popular, but it's still niche. It's not like a widespread, like, oh, you can just go and have this talk with anybody because, you know, some certain zealots might think that you are a demon. And polyamory is also niche. Like, it is one of the oldest forms of relationships known to mankind, but still, in the world that we live in today, it is just seen as a bunch of horny people that don't know how to commit. Look, couple of thruple. I actually might do like a watch review thing for an episode. Actually, that's a good ass idea. I'm gonna go ahead and just like watch it all and then give my whole review of it for a podcast episode. I think that would be dope. But yeah, that's why I'm gonna go ahead and start another podcast in regards to talk about one of my loves. I love anime, manga, light novels. Like, I really find that as like my key to just escape and unwind. And I think I'm just gonna go ahead and start a podcast on that in the next couple months. As well as get back into my photography. Wanted to go ahead and save some money, get a brand new camera. And kind of, because I was actually pretty good at what I was doing when I started it. But it's an expensive hobby because lenses cost a lot. A decent camera cost, even a used decent camera cost a lot. The software. So I was like, let me just step away and do something a little bit more, something a little bit more controllable a la podcast. It's just, there's so much in this big brain of mine. But for now, let's go ahead and get into this episode. And for this episode, this is really an on-the-spot thing because I have been struggling to record. Not because I don't have ideas or things to talk about, but again, ADHD. When you have something that you need to do with no deadline, you will dance around that thing forever and procrastinate. And then today I finally was like, okay, let's just get to fucking work. And that's why I hit record. And the topic I actually want to talk about is long-distance relationships. And this is, long-distance relationship is not something that is a brand new to E&M or any kind of relationship. Like, there have been a plethora of variations of long-distance relationships. Currently, the most common one are military, where you have not all military families involve the entire family picking up and move. Some military families have it where the one individual will go off for their enlistment and the rest of the family is just left behind. That's a kind of long-distance relationship. There are positions where you meet someone, you love someone, you marry someone, and they have a potential opportunity in another state or in another city. Because I know some people, like, if there's a relationship I had in Dallas, I'm in Austin. Dallas is 3 hours away, and I would still count that as a long-distance relationship because you don't have the ability to just show up and say, hey, I'm coming over. Like, things have to be planned. Things need to be coordinated. Schedules need to match. And it's not a... E&M specific kind of relationship, but it's something that you will see across the board in a lot of E&M dynamics. And they could be for a plethora of reasons, whether it's someone that you met online and you connect online and y'all just essentially just built the relationship that way, like the whole pen pal thing where you meet up at some point and then you find out you click, but you can't leave your current like situation, whether it's because of job, whether it's because of family, etc. And you build a relationship that way. Or you meet someone, like, again, I travel at various events and I meet a lot of people. I might meet someone there and we might find interest and then it's, begin to develop something long distance. So, and then there's also the more comet partners, which is the partners where whenever you're in each other's city, you connect and y'all get together, y'all date, y'all fuck, y'all just have a good time. And there are just still so many variations along this relationship. And just because you are non-monogamous, it doesn't mean that long-distance relationships are easy. So that's one thing people got to get out of their heads where it's like, oh, well, you're away. I could still date and find other people. It doesn't make things easier, especially if you try to use the I'm going to look and date other people as a distraction. Because, honestly, a distraction is supposed to be short-term. There is no such thing as a long-term distraction solution. That's just another relationship. And for me personally, I already said my whole ADHD thing like four times now. I know myself to a point where I don't want to commit to someone long distance, not because of like not wanting to do it, because there are few people that I know that live in various portions of the country where if we were to talk and say, hey, let's establish something, hey, I want to like officially like date you, hey, I want some kind of relationship with you, that would be no problem. That's something that I would love to do. My overall problem is the way my brain is set up. I might be neglectful in that dynamic, and I don't want to be hurtful to someone just because the way my brain is set up. If you text me, there's a notification. I have to purposely tell myself, do not click on this notification. Otherwise, I will forget that I need to reply to this person. It has happened to me so many times regularly. It happens with my anchor partner and she's in two rooms away from me where I will look at it and like, all right, I'll reply later. And then like hours or a day, like, hey, why didn't you respond to my text? Like, it's the reason why I turned off the red alert, because I don't want them to think I read it and ignore it. It's more so I read it, I need to either process, or I'm actively busy, or I accidentally clicked on it because I might be clicking something at the top of the phone, but the drop down comes on where it's like, oh, you got a text. Like, I didn't want to read this text now, and I just forget about it. And I end up just missing out on things, or people think that I'm just simply ignoring them, which is not the case. And that's the reason why I personally do not look into doing long distance. It's the reason why I'm trying to find like a more personal therapist to help me with my ADHD, because I know some dope people. I know a dope person in LA. There's a dope ass person in Philly. There's a dope ass person in Jersey. And I truly do love these women. But if I cannot provide them with a consistent level of my affection, I don't want to waste their time. My number one pet peeve is my time being wasted. My second pet peeve is me wasting someone else's time. Because if I'm wasting your time, it just reflects, I don't like a poor reflection of me. Maybe it's my people pleaser in me. But that's just something that I can't do. But that is me personally. That does not mean that it is not a viable option for others, because I know plenty of people that have long-distance relationship. There was someone I was in a group chat with. She had a relationship in where she lived in California and a relationship over in the DMV and made it work healthily. And even if it doesn't work, that doesn't mean that it was bad or it can't be done. It just means that the relationship met its course and then people just move on to bigger and better things or to nothing at all and just be kicking it. So it's not a matter of it not working. Now, as far as how to make it work, Google Calendar, Koozie, Tick, what's the other, TikTok, what was it called? Oh yeah, it's called TikTok. Like, honestly, from what I've learned, again, once I get my ADHD down, it's over for you bitches. But what I've learned is it takes a lot of coordination, planning, and understanding. Because now, I might find someone that also has ADHD, and they understand the fact of, oh, he's not ignoring me. He's just in his brain, or he's in Wonderland. Like, if I find a partner like that, I would definitely try the long distance thing. Is not a strong like I'm gonna do it, but I would definitely look to try. When it comes to planning, because again, we work. Like, my anchor partner gets the convenience because we're also nesting partners where we see each other regularly. Now, that's not always a good thing, because sometimes you get neglectful when you see someone every day and you forget, oh, you should probably court the person that you're living with still, never stop courting. And you kind of take for granted, because you see each other every day, I got to make sure that there are some special things that occur. Because when we weren't living together, it was so easy for me to just like, all right, I'm seeing her on this day and this and this. You make it plans and a lot because you understand that there is some goal that's going to occur. Like you only have a limited time with this person, whether it be a couple of days or just a couple of hours. So you have a lot more intentionality with what you're doing. But when you live with someone, the intention wanes, and I'm trying to do better and not being that person. And so again, when it comes to long distance, when it comes to coordinating planning, the intention has to be there. And you can't be someone that is fickle where you make a plan and you renege on it. Like, you better be in the hospital. You better have some tragedy happen and not just renege because, oh, I don't feel like going no more. Like, that's something that you can't do, because that just means that you are not here for long, this relationship. And that's okay, because we are human. We have limits. We are not limitless. Time is not limitless. Energy is not limitless, at least within ourselves. So it's okay to pick up on the idea that, okay, this is not going to work. I can try to work with you, but here are the flaws that will keep this from working. And it's okay. Just be honest and upfront, because maybe that person will understand, and maybe they might take it as, all right, maybe it's not in the cards for us right now. You're non-monogamous. You do not have to force one person in order to do, like, you don't have to force a person into something that ain't going to work. You can always just come back to the person, and if it will happen, it will happen. But guess what? You're non-monogamous. That means that you can at least keep some level of friendship. You can still keep some level of communication. And then, if the skills are there, if the commitment is there, if the intentionality is there, then go for it. Try the long distance thing. It's just hard to kind of also like travel. Like, traveling ain't cheap. Unless you are lucky, you might end up in a situation where you can go ahead and catch a flight for like $50. I think my lady's knocking on the door. One sec. I'm recording. I'm almost done. Well, I'm about to wrap this up soon. So anyways, but yeah, it's just a matter of, I lost my train of thought. But the sentiment's still the same. Once you build up the skills, you can go ahead and go for it. If you two really like each other, if you really vibe, then there's no harm in just at least trying to see what it can be. Because if you live in scared, if you are afraid to try a thing, you're going to be missing out on something that might be amazing. Or you might be missing out on something, learn about yourself. Because there are some people that can never do long distance relationship. It's just not in the cards for them, and that's okay. There are some people that might be amazing at it, that because you can also do some thoughtful things from long distance, whether it's sending flowers, whether it's sending a fucking Uber Eats meal because you thought about them and they were craving something. Like, there are ways to still be committed and thoughtful to your partner while at a distance. So I would say just make sure that you kind of like look at what you can invest in order to make it like a fruitful relationship, because maybe at some point you two will be in the same city at the same time, or maybe y'all just work amazingly as long distance partners. Who knows? But hey, I'm glad I was able to just come on and record a bit, because I actually do enjoy talking about these things, thinking about these things. Just got approved. Like, I just learned we got approved for a panel at BlurredCon where we're going to be talking about Kink 101. So that's going to be dope. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more down the line. But yeah, beyond that, I'm just going to go ahead and leave y'all at that. I'm going to try again, do better at getting these out. The overall goal is to record Tuesdays, get these out on Wednesday. Same thing with the BDSM podcast, where we record Sunday, drop Monday. Like, we're trying to, you know, I'm trying to get a pattern going. I'm trying to do better at this, because I've already passed the halfway mark of last year. So your boy is like, might go for the record, you know? Last year was 9. I think this is like episode 7 of the year. 2 more, and I might as well just go ahead and retire, you know? All right, but yeah, just be sure to follow Hitchhiker's Guide to E&M on Instagram, Hitchhiking E&M, I think is what I changed it to, on Twitter. I also got Threads. So, and if you have any questions, thoughts, comments, or want to share a story, just send an email to hitchhikersguidetoenm@gmail.com. This has just been another episode of this lovely podcast of mine. Make sure you look both ways before you cross these ENM streets, and I'll go ahead and catch y'all next time. Bye, y'all. Oh, also follow me on YouTube. Hitchhiker's Guide to ENM on YouTube. Yeah, man. Yeah, got a little video with my little posters and stuff up. All right, y'all. Take care.